And now, Success Story, starring Vic Damone.
Love is so terrific, such a dizzy feeling, makes you hear the wedding bells ring. Melts away your collar, makes you want to holler, ouch, terrific thing.
From New York City, the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force bring you the new young baritone sensation with the voice as smooth and warm as butterscotch, Vic Damone. This transcribed feature is another in the series of The Voice of the Army.
Life rearranges, suddenly changes, everything strange as can be. Memory gets hazy, then you go crazy. Wow, look what it's done to me. Love is so terrific, such a dizzy feeling, makes you hear the wedding bells ring. Melts away your collar, makes you want to holler out. Terrific thing.
That's a great number, Vic. Say, by the way, aren't you the fellow who said at one time, not so long ago, someday they'll be falling in the aisles when I'm singing?
I sure did, Mr. Ripley, but it seems like a long time ago now.
You don't have to be quite so formal, Mr. Damone. Just call me Joe. But say, would you like to tell our Voice of the Army audience just how long ago that was and just what you meant by it?
Well, as you probably know, I was an usher at the New York Paramount then and toting a flashlight up and down those crowded aisles. Well, it wasn't my idea of being a success. So one day, Perry Como arrived at the theater for an engagement, and his fans were swooning right down the aisles. Well, I just stopped and muttered that famous statement to nobody in particular, but I really meant what I said.
Oh, I take it, Vic, that you had long ago decided on a singing career.
Long ago is right, Joe. My mother coached me when I was a little sprout and pushed me in front of my first audience when I was only 8 years old. After that, I sang in a church choir and hit a few local juvenile amateur radio program.
How'd you happen to leave the dear old Paramount, Vic? What happened there?
Well, it was easy, Joe. I had the opportunity to have a talk with Perry Como while he was there, and after he whispered a few good words of advice and encouraged me to really go and get out, you know, and get started singing, I immediately turned in my flashlight for good.
You mean you had a new job already?
No, it wasn't as simple as that. I finally got an audition on radio station WHN, and the next thing I knew, I was singing on one of their regular programs.
Singing? Did I hear you say singing? You know, that sounds like my cue to cue you to give out with another number.
In the night, though we're apart, there's a ghost of you within my haunted heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance, lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Haunted heart, won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And dust, it's you who must belong.
slowly being converted, Vic. Ah, that was delicious. You sure are a real groovy crooner, and I'm fast becoming a swooner. How's that for making real progress in the Bobby Sox ranks?
You're doing fine, Joe. Just keep it up, and before you know it, you may have your own fan club.
Fan club? You mean those things without which you cannot consider yourself a real success? I seem to have heard of some of them, like Vic's Victims, Damone's Devoted Debs, and even the Golden Agers, which they tell me is limited to grandmothers only.
Yes, it is, Joe, and I'm mighty proud of all of them.
You seem to have a fatal charm for all ages. But hold on. We're getting away from our story, your success story, that is. What happened after you started to sing on WHM?
From there, I went into the La Martinique nightclub here in New York for a two-week engagement. But that 2 weeks grew into 11 big ones before I left. You know what, Joe? They like my tuxedo.
Oh, I see. Well, Vic, how about giving our listening audience an idea of how you sang for your nightclub audience?
Well, it sounds like my cue again, so let's go.
It only happens when I dance with you. That trip to heaven till the dance is through. With no one else to the heavens seem quite so near. Why does it happen, dear, only with you? Two cheeks together can be so divine, but only when those cheeks are yours and mine. I've danced with dozens of others the whole night through, but the thrill that comes in spring, when anything could happen, that only happens with you. Can be so divine, but only when those cheeks are yours and mine. I've danced with dozens of others the whole night through, but the thrill that comes with spring, when anything could happen, that only happens with you.
That sounded as if it came straight from the heart, Vic. No wonder so many people enjoy your fine voice.
Thanks, Joe. But you see, I like to tell a story when I sing. And usually I never sing a song the same way twice, but the way I feel it at the time.
That's good enough for me, Vic. By the way, weren't you an understudy to Andy Russell on the Hit Parade?
Yes, I was, Joe, but actually I never sang on the show for the simple reason that Andy Russell is one of the healthiest guys I know.
Well, you look pretty healthy yourself. Vic, I think our Voice of the Army audience would like to hear about your own radio show.
Oh, you mean the Saturday Night Serenade. Well, I'm featured with Gus Henschen's orchestra, and it's aired coast to coast, 7:30 to 8 each Saturday night.
Not to mention a few hundred thousand platters that are selling like hotcakes. Or maybe hotcakes should sell like your records.
Hmm.
Ah, success, Vic. Such a wonderful thing.
It certainly is wonderful, Joe. But, you know, my severest critics are right at home in Brooklyn. My mother and my four kid sisters. I know if I can please them, then I'm really in solid.
Vic, I'm sure you do please them every time you sing. I want you to know we've been very happy to have you as guest on our Voice of the Army program, and we know our listening audience, young and old alike, enjoyed you too. Your story has been a real success story, and yet a familiar one in this land of ours, where every man has the opportunity to go to the top of the ladder. And now, if you please, Mr. Moan, one more before you go.
Thank you.
let's call it romance. Just for now, let's take a chance. We both know it would seem to be the real thing that makes the bells ring, but dare we dream just for now? Let's not be clever. Let's just begin, and come what may, that certain day will find us somehow. It will be always instead of just.
Would you like to be one of the best, to fly the best aircraft in the world? Then you're the man to be an aviation cadet, because only the best can be aviation cadets. Are you between 20 to 26 and a half years of age, unmarried? Do you have 2 or more years of college, or can you pass an equivalent examination? If you can, you may qualify for aviation cadet pilot training. After just 1 year, you'll be wearing the silver wings of a flying officer in the United States Air Force Reserve, earning up to $336 a month. Not only that, as a pilot, you'll be having the best time of your life. You'll be building a sound foundation for an aviation future with plenty of security and advancement. And you'll associate with the best young men in America while you prepare for a future in the air age. Because only the best can be aviation cadets. Go to your nearest Army and Air Force recruiting office or Air Force base for all details today. This program was brought to you by the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force and featured the singing personality of Vic Damone. Voice of the Army takes this opportunity to thank Vic Damone for this show, which was written by Sergeant First Class Everett A. Day and was directed by Major Hugh K. Murray. This is Joe Ripley speaking. This transcribed feature has been another in the series of The Voice of the Army.